Mark chapter 14, verses 27 through 31. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Let me read the passage and then make a few comments. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I'll go ahead of you to Galilee." And Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I'll never disown you." And all the others said the same. Peter wasn't buying it. He would never leave Jesus. After all, he had walked away from a successful business to follow Jesus around the countryside. Why would he leave now? Even when Jesus told Peter, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times," the disciple rejected the statement outright. "Even if I have to die with you," Peter said, "I'll never disown you." Mark reports that Peter was not alone in his vow to stick with Jesus. Each of the other disciples were just as adamant. One by one, they echoed Peter's confidence. They were certain that whatever happened, they would be right there by Jesus' side. However, we know the rest of the story, don't we? When the soldiers came, the once resolute disciples ran. The Christian life is not about just talk. It's about action. And sometimes those who talk the loudest and the most are the first to bolt. Jesus said that in this world, we're going to have trouble. Challenging times are inevitable. Here's the question. Will you run or stand with the one who has overcome the world? Lord Jesus, give me the strength to always stand with you, regardless of the challenge, regardless of the storm. In your name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray with you here at The Journey, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.